Think about all those things you do every day, maybe without even thinking, that need both hands. You know, playing guitar, typing, even just using a knife and fork properly.
Yeah, it feels effortless most of the time.
Exactly. But that ease comes from some pretty incredible coordination happening inside your brain, largely thanks to this structure called the corpus callosum.
Absolutely. It's basically the brain's main communication highway. A massive bundle, maybe 190 million nerve fibers connecting the left and right sides.
Letting them talk to each other.
Precisely. Crucial for integrating everything.
So what happens if that highway just isn't there from birth? That's what we're diving into today, a genesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC. Mm-hmm. And the big question is, how does the brain handle those complex two-handed tasks when that main connection is missing?
It's a fascinating puzzle.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're digging into a study by Mueller and colleagues that used a really clever tool, kind of like a computerized etch-a-sketch, called the CBCT.
Ah, yes, the computerized bimanual coordination test.
That's the one. They had high-functioning adults with complete ACC and a matched control group use it. Picture turning two knobs to move a cursor on screen through different angled paths.
And the setup is key here. It really isolates the need for the two brain hemispheres to cooperate, measuring both how fast and how accurately people could do it.
More so than older tests, maybe.
Yeah. The CBCT demands a very specific kind of interhemispheric interaction. And remember, even high-functioning individuals with ACC often have, you know, subtle cognitive or behavioral things going on. This study zeroes in on one potential area, the bimanual skill.
Okay, so first key finding, and this surprised me a bit. When using just one hand, the ACC group was just as fast as the controls.
Right. No difference at all in neuromanual speed.
So what does that tell us straight away?
It tells us the basic motor function of each hand isn't the issue. It's not that they can't move their hands properly.
It's the coordination between the hands.
Exactly. It's the getting them to work together part.
Okay, so then the bimanual trials, needing both hands, that's where things changed.
Big time. The ACC group was significantly slower and less accurate across the board on all the different angles they tested.
Were there specific movements that were harder?
Yes. Interestingly, the biggest speed difference was on trials needing symmetric movements, like both hands turning clockwise to draw a line diagonally up and to the right.
Okay. And accuracy.
The biggest accuracy problem showed up with mirror image movements. So one hand clockwise, the other counterclockwise, to draw a line diagonally up and to the left, for instance.
Hmm. So it really highlights the need for that corpus callosum, for the fine-tuning of these coordinated actions.
It really does. And it connects nicely to brain development, too. You know, the corpus callosum keeps developing, myelinating, strengthening connections well into your teens.
Yeah.
And studies show young kids, say around 6 years old, perform kind of like the adults with ACC on these tasks. But by 10, they're performing like typical adults.
So it suggests that the bimanual coordination in ACC is sort of stuck at an earlier developmental stage?
That seems to be a strong possibility, yes. Like, that final stage of integration relies heavily on the maturing corpus callosum.
Now, what about when they took away the visual feedback? I thought that might make things even harder for the ACC group.
You'd think so, based on some previous ideas. But in this study, they didn't find a significant difference between the groups without visual feedback.
Huh.
Why not? Well, the researchers suggested the task might have just been really hard and novel for everyone without practice or visual cues. So maybe that difficulty sort of washed out any specific deficit related to ACC in that condition.
Interesting. So even with these difficulties, the ACC group could still do the tasks.
Oh, absolutely. They completed them, just less efficiently, less fine-tuned, as you said. Which, you know, raises the question of compensation.
How does the brain adapt?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they rely more heavily on visual tracking when it's available. Or maybe other smaller pathways between the hemispheres, like the anterior commissure, take on some of the load. The brain is remarkably plastic.
So wrapping up, this deep dive really underscores how vital that corpus callosum is for the seamless, speedy, accurate coordination of our two hands. That real fine motor control.
It's central to that precise integration. But the fact that people can compensate even partially is also incredible.
Yeah, it leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. What can these insights into how the brain finds workarounds tell us about neuroplasticity more broadly? Not just in ACC, but for all of us, learning new skills, adapting to changes. How does our own brain reorganize itself every day?
A lot to think about there. The brain's ability to find another way is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.